Texas. He was born in 1895 in Wilson County, Texas. And this interview consists of a general life of a farmer between 1910 and 1920, such as land condition, crops, leisure time, fishing, and many other little things which a farmer did during this period of time.
Just, you know, a little of your background. Where were you born and where your family came from?
I was born in 1895 in Williamson County. You know, I got to talk loud all day. Yeah, I was born in Williamson County. We lived in Bell County, then about 4 years, I guess. Then we moved back in Williamson County. And there we lived then until we moved to I guess the rest of the life we lived in.
When did you move here to Bishop? When did you come into Bishop?
Bishop here? Yeah, we lived here, I think, pretty well the rest of our life. Well, I'm just trying to study that for sure.
Did you come here to farm? You came, bought a farm, didn't you? The one y'all used to live out on?
Well, that is, it's the door neighbor.
Did you have to, what was the land like when you first come on a farm? What did you have to do?
No, I farmed all my life.
What was the land like? Did you have to tear up trees or?
No, well, we had to clean the city, plowed it with a big engine, plow. And we had to have most of it grub. But then Mr. Donavis, we didn't, then it, already over years and years. Boy, that is broke. Mr. Donahue farmed it, I don't know how many years. And then Ernest, after the old man quit, and Ernest worked, running it all that. And when Ernest got to quit, he told me all the time, he says, "Then I'll see that you get it." And I got on that, and me and Hattie moved on there when Ernest quit. And we was to found it, I guess, 15, 20 years. I know it was over 15. I don't know exactly.
What was the type of equipment you used? Plow, what was the first plow you used? What type of plows did you use? Or did you have tractors then? Or?
Yeah, we had tractors then. When I moved on there, I had tractors. See, I worked at another big place. Well, it was really a half a check section, but I didn't work it all. It's a lot of paths and stuff, you know. I had about 60 acres in Cottonwood. And rest mostly feed, and then a lot of it solid Johnson race, you got to farm it. Told us. But that in passing, and had leave government land anyhow then. So we left that and put it on the fence.
Could you tell us about a little, what did you do, your daily life, like what time you woke up in the morning and what did you do all day and how late did you work?
Yes, honey, we milked about 17, 18 cows many old time, and we had to get up pretty early. Me and mama milked the cows many old time all ourselves. We had to get up pretty early. We got up before dark all the time. I mean, before daylight. So we get by sunup, soaked to the field. We had to plow. We, while they all had for lots of years, worked the land ourselves. Mama chopped cotton the whole time. Yeah, and I had most of cultivating all the time, and then when I got through, I'd help the shop. Well, lots of times we had to get help in those hands. And the Mexican old Martinez had lived here in Bishop. God, I don't know how many times he'd help us.
Do you remember any the good crops or any, you know? Do you remember any years of exceptional crops y'all had? Had real good crops and bad weather that hurt crops in this area, like hurricanes or storms?
Well, of course, our land that we worked, the land is no good land. It was too rooty and everything else. They never did grow it right. And it is awful for Johnson grass. How close I got it down to where it's in spots, you know. I left that one about 6-7 years in past. That pretty well got that. And we just kept on working that away. We made just a few good crops there. Didn't make too good a crops all the time ago. Just too foul. I wasn't all ahead of Mama too, and we never did get it cleaned out right. Because we never did get had the stumps taken out either. No. Because that money cost me too much if I want to get them all out. They wouldn't get put take out none, so I got it there we were. I stayed on that place 18 to 19 years. And I thought a better place. It was in a house, rubbed out good and everything then, you know. And
well, when you first came out here, was the house already built and everything?
You know when I moved here?
Mm-mm.
No, not in the first.
We lived in the barn first.
Yeah, that's right. We lived in the barn first. Then it was, well, then they built a house. No, they bought a house. Built. That's mm-hmm. what it was. Yeah. We bought that there.
No, Louis
Billy. Huh?
Louis
Billy. Who?
Louis, my brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right on y'all that year. Yeah, so he did his father back, though. When we was in that place, we moved on there and we lived on that place. I was about 17, 18 years.
Well, you remember anything about the Depression?
Huh?
You remember anything about the Depression, how it was down here on the farms? Was it hard on the farmers, the Depression?
Yeah. I know first we lived on Bartlett. Right, and we worked the place, rented it from him. Bartlett, he is in Bartlett. And when we were there, then let's see, now I can't think of that man's name that I farmed it. I mean, that I had it then. I don't know what I think of his name. Who got it from Barter? You know who you do your story.
McElroy.
Huh? McElroy. McElroy, I worked for him. We were married while we worked for McElroy. That's what he done mix up, I mean, I think it was a... We married while we worked for McElroy. And, well, we worked there, he gave us 30 acres. Cotton. See, me and Willie, we worked for him. We got 30 acres of land, cotton apiece, and then we got $1 a day. That's lots of money and everything for that time. That time where everything was. But he should have. Then we went to the army, and when we come back, Willie, I had bought my teams and everything then. He rented out on a half the first year. Of course, it was late already, you know. McElroy had the land ready and let him have it. So he farmed there the first year with McElroy. And then that year, while he That's rented, you know. He rented the place. Whoever figured out helped him get it. And then that year, he made a bump of a drop and a good price. And he really made the money. And then, of course, I rented two little places. And my crop wasn't near as good as his. His is new land and extra good land. And mine wasn't. Others I had that. One of them, Sweet, what was that lady's name that had that place in the old time? You know, she died. This year I was lesbian.
What, well, Grandpa, what else did you do besides farming? What did you do when you came into town, or, you know, what did you do besides farming? What were some of your pleasures, or what did you like to do back then?
A lot of fishing.
A lot of fishing?
Yeah, when we moved down here, Mr. McElroy, he sure was an animal that I was still fishing too. When we walked over there, he'd come out there and say, boys, he said, we can't do nothing today. You don't have the mules or the car. We'd go fishing. We went down to the river. And the first time we went, about 20 of us men from out around here went. Everybody went to fish. You know, Ben Brigham, he was one of them, was a good fisherman too. But when we go fishing, I'd be the one to do the fishing. Get in the boat, you know, drive. Lots of times we had to unload some first before we fish, you know, big ones. We caught up to 60 pounds. And one night we went down and old man McElroy got us to go fishing. So we went fishing with an old wagon. And we went down there and it rained on the road and we like never made it. It was so wet already before something, you know. And we like to never made it, but we got down there about 11 o'clock that night. And of course we couldn't see how to put out there. Have nets. We had only one in water down in the water, and we set out three, and two was in the water. And we got on the brush and stayed on top. We couldn't see, it was dark night, too. And so, next morning, we seen what we had. We had three fish, but we stayed in for the next night. We moved our nets where we want them. The next night we caught 76. And how funny it was, we had just half and half. We had just as many buffalo as we had catfish.
What river was this a fish story?
Uh-huh.
What river?
Jesus River. We just go through the Brunswick, you know, it's a river there. That's where we went all the time fishing. People that lived then, they got acquainted with us, you know. And they told us, if we want to go fishing, we can come down, we can fish in his pasture. We went, always went to the same man. And we tried to give him a fish every time, he would take one. We fished, all right, and caught plenty of fish. But first when we went down there, he always usually take one or two. He'd take them, you know. Then his boys got big enough, they could do the fish, too. And so we went fishing there, I don't know why. That is 16, 17, and 18 when we were fishing down there all the time. And he and then, of course, we were married and our fish slept off more. Of course, we went fishing. Been many times then afterwards, yeah. But not so much, you know. But then the first 7 years, 16, 17, 18, we did a lot of fishing.
What was the bishop, what was the town stores in Bishop at the time? What towns were there in Bishop? I mean, what stores? And what did you do when you came into town?
You mean
there were no main halls, grocery store? Yeah, whose stores were here? Yeah, what? How many stores were in Bishop?
One.
Just one?
Yeah. Empties. And you know empties? Yes. Anything else? So you got anything now? Empty store. They just said, how many years ago is that? 2 or 3 years?
You get that all on your... You get all fixed up in the talking on that.
You know what I'm saying, you see?
Did all the farmers come into town usually at the same time? I remember when I was a little boy, you always played dominoes, didn't you, back at some store?
Oh, that is in the, can't think of his name right now.
Mr. Becker?
Yeah. That's right, Mr. Becker. He had that, had a feed store. And, we had that, he had a few of it, he fenced off, you know, put a wall around it so we had a room. And we played domino in there, all the time it would go down. Right. And of course he had all kinds of seed, garden seed, everything. He had all kinds of seed. And we planted. We'd be sure by it had to. See about that much more.
Did you usually come to town on a wagon, or did you have a car when you first came?
Well, just to go to town, we had a buggy or a car. And after a while, we had a old buggy, and then we got a car. We went to town. And you know, then, son, we go to town every Saturday night. And Henry, when he was, you know, boy, he liked to go to town. 8, 9 years old. Well, he was 5, 6. He'd go to town. He always liked to go to show. So Mama took him to show, and she'd sit on the street there with some of the women she knew and all her friends, and they'd sit there in the cars and they go to show, they talk there. We'd be in that pool hall there, I'm playing now and then. So, me and Bill, old Bill Eisen, we were pretty nice amount of pool. But he never could beat me, and that made him half mad on me. Yeah. Mama and them big ones always in town there and sit down in there. Because we try to have them much close to the show, you know, as we could. We'd always get them around there close to that so that they could go to the show. Mama and them would sit in the car and talk, and we'd go to pool. Better than pool, of course, not all the time. Red domino, too. That's why we killed our time.
What were the months that you planted crops? What were the months that you planted crops down here, usually?
Maize.
In May?
Yeah, maize. Well, we never did plant too much corn. Because it was mixing, basically, you know. But feed for everything. Yeah. And cutting what was out of that. We got a little more money out of it. Feedstuff was good cotton. You know, that's what you call cash card money. Yeah. The cotton, we'd have to chop and do everything so much, and we'd couldn't make as much cash for us as we would otherwise either. Not plenty. You plant too much cotton. It's, them years back there, there's a lot of this part of the country where the cotton would die so much. A lot of it did. And it's been worked out and stuff put on, and where it don't die near as bad now as it did 20, 30, 40 years ago. Yeah.
Y'all didn't have fertilizer or nothing like that, did you?
Oh, yeah. Use fertilizer money all the time. One or two. Yeah. We also wouldn't have made nothing. Well, of course, the fertilizer stuff that was put on, yeah, first year it cost about as much as we get more food. Well, we planted a right small of vegetables them years too. Everything we did, vegetables.
What?
I say vegetables. We had a whole lot of vegetables. Because they planted, you know, the big people that outfits. They buy it, come and then they finish the season, you get a certain percentage, and had a way. We didn't make anything out of it, you didn't lose nothing. That's the way they had. Yeah, but anyway, I find lots of times, absolutely. That's because we get all we want out of it, that way. Much. Well, I knew all the time something didn't get something out of it. All right.
about all. Did that about all? Thank you.